Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Let me just give you a few simple numbers. The current federal debt is $21.8 trillion. It has exploded since the Trump tax cuts, which is predictable. It's supposed to go down later, but for now, $21.8 trillion. The annual budget deficit, $841 billion. And the tax gap, which is the amount of tax not paid by people for various reasons, $450 billion, about half of that annual deficit. So you'd think that an easy way to get some of that money would be to step up enforcement. And yet we are reading that the IRS is just not auditing people. It's losing staffers. Jesse Eisinger is a Pulitzer Prize winner, senior reporter for ProPublica. He is the author of The Chicken Shit Club, Why the Justice Department Fails to Prosecute Executives. And you've looked into this IRS problem, Jesse. What did you find?
Yeah, so we've been spending the year looking at the IRS, my colleague Paul Keel and I, and we've found that it's a bureaucracy on life support. And before everybody rejoices, this is a terrible crisis for the American government because people are going to figure it out and stop paying their taxes. And if they do, you know, IRS commissioners have worried that we could become like Greece and Italy with not functioning tax collection systems. And, you know, that's the heart of a functioning society is to collect taxes.
So how many audits does the IRS do now, and how does that compare to what they used to do?
The audit rate is down 42% since 2010. What happened was there were budget cuts, and the budget cuts started in 2011. So audits have collapsed now. And what's really incredible is that over a third, 36% of those audits are for the working poor, the people who receive the earned income tax credits. So two-thirds of the audits are for the rest of us. The audit for the wealthy has collapsed from 8% down to 2.5%, that rate. So really what we're seeing is the rich not being audited at all, and the poor actually being audited more than people who make up to $1 million a year.
Hmm. Well, that's not only unfair, it seems stupid because the poor don't have any money.
Exactly.
But beyond that, wouldn't the rich people, since they have so much money, be honest because they can afford to be honest?
Well, yeah, tell that to Paul Manafort. He was a pretty wealthy guy. The academic studies have shown that the wealthy avoid taxes and evade taxes, avoiding taxes in a legal way, and evading is avoiding taxes in an illegal way, much more than the average people. And one reason is really simple. You and I pay our taxes mostly through withheld taxes from our employer. We get a W-2 and taxes are taken out of each paycheck. The wealthy have partnerships. They have LLCs. They have complex offshore finances. And the IRS doesn't see all that. They don't file that. So it's much, much easier for them to evade taxes. So studies show that not just the numbers, of course, that's where the money is, but also the percentages of cheating are much higher among the wealthy and corporations.
Should we even be publicizing this? Because, see, until I read this story, I knew that they were defunding the IRS slowly, but I had no idea that it had gone so far.
Well,
and if this news gets out, of course, people who are inclined to cheat will figure, well, why not give it a go?
So this, of course, was news to us as we started reporting it, and it's news to the public, and I'm glad to hear that it's news to you. But this isn't news to high-end tax practitioners. This isn't news to corporations and wealthy individuals. They already know that the IRS has been gutted. They see it. They see themselves getting audited less. They see their clients getting audited less, and those audits are much thinner because of how constrained the IRS budget has been and how many auditors they've lost. The IRS has fewer auditors than it did at any point since 1953, when the economy was a seventh of the size it is today, when, you know, the year that Stalin died. So this is not news to the people who were going to cheat on their taxes. What we don't know is how much more cheating there is. You talked about the tax gap, but the tax gap is probably expanding as much bigger than it is than the studies show.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because those figures, the only figures I could find were, I think, from 2010.
It's remarkable. Yeah.
So you're saying the word has been out for a long time among people who have money, and so they are pretty much exploiting this. Do we have any case histories you can share? Because I'm curious to know just how much do individual taxpayers actually get away with not paying?
Right. So we just don't really know the numbers because no one studies it. As you said, the tax gap last study was in 2016, but it was for the years covering 2008 to 2010. So when we are going to know about whether there's mass tax cheating going on today in 2018, it's probably not going to be until 2025 or 26 or something like that. So we just don't know. What we do know is anecdotally, because we've talked now to dozens and dozens of current and former IRS agents. And what they say is, and we quoted one of them in the story saying, we saw all this fraud, but it was like bobbing for apples. We had our hands tied behind our backs and we're trying to get at it. We just can't get at it because of there's not the resources, isn't the manpower, there isn't the will to go after these complex cases. They want us to close cases much more quickly, and we just can't do it. So anecdotally, it suggests that tax cheating is way on the rise.
So you talk to agents and they've expressed this frustration to you.
We talk to agents. We talk to people in collections. We talk to people in criminal enforcement. We talk to people in nonprofit exempt organizations. We talk to people all over the IRS. The story is uniform. Morale is collapsing. They can't get the resources. What happens is sometimes they'll go to different offices of the IRS and rifle through their supply closets to get staplers and paper because they don't have enough to go around. So there's like living hand to mouth. Meanwhile, billionaires and corporations have in-house tax departments staffed by the brightest minds and most expensive tax lawyers and accountants in the country going up against these IRS folks who don't even have paper.
Right. But as we have learned, politically, arguing that the rich are getting away with stuff in this country just doesn't fly. Nobody seems to care. We presume that they've earned it. And I'm sure that that most of them have. I guess the frustrating thing for me is that with the debt as high as it is, we're going to end up in a situation where the Congress is going to be looking for things to cut. And, of course, the low-hanging fruit there, at least the most where the money is Medicare and Medicaid and, of course, Social Security, which they promise will be untouched. But where else are you going to get that kind of money? Well, the answer is by actually enforcing the tax code, it seems to me. But how do you get a member of Congress to stand up and say, I think we should hire more people to audit you?
Well, it's obviously not really that popular when you put it that way. But I think that if a politician said the wealthy are getting away with not paying taxes that they owe, I think you'd be surprised at how potent that political messages. We're not politicians, so we want to lay out facts. But there are also things that are happening that don't have to do with the wealthy that are just dumb, like tax debts expire after 10 years. In 2010, the amount that expired was about $350 million, $400 million. Today, it's $8 billion because they just can't collect well enough. That's money that we're just leaving on the table. There are many people who don't file their taxes. That's in the billions that we used to collect just 8 years ago that we don't collect today. So there are things that we can do to make the IRS a much more functioning organization. I know the IRS is hated. People vilify it all the time. But these are hardworking civil servants. They deserve dignity. They deserve to have working systems and paper to staff the place. And they should be able to enforce the laws of the country. And the laws of the country work for all of us.
Jesse, do you think it's time just to impose a federal sales tax, which would be very difficult to evade?
It would be probably not that difficult to evade because of all the complications to it in terms of how you do it, whether you have rebates, whether if you would make it graduated, whether you would exempt certain purchases, plus people purchase a lot of things through anonymous LLCs and things like that. It would be an enormously complicated system. We have a pretty good taxation system, capital gains tax, we have estate taxes, we have income taxes. It's not really broken. It wasn't broken 10, 15 years ago. We're in the process of breaking the enforcement arm by starving it. But I don't think the answer is to throw out the tax code.
So is there anybody who is actually proposing spending more money on tax enforcement?
No. not now. The Republicans have realized that now that they are in power, they own the IRS and have tried to give a little bit more budget to their systems and answering taxpayers' questions so that there isn't total chaos this tax season. But for enforcement, the budget continues to be cut, which means that there are fewer criminal agents out there, fewer revenue agents looking at people's tax returns, trying to find tax cheating. And again, this doesn't affect the average person because the average person complies with their taxes 90-95% because most of the tax information goes right to the government. It's the wealthy and corporations that are really avoiding the most.
Well, my suggestion would be the next time there's a town hall featuring your local member of Congress and you hear complaints about how we can't afford this, we can't afford that, ask them about the tax gap and ask them what they're doing about that, because that's money that's basically free money that the government's entitled to get, not from you, but from the people who are not now paying their fair share, and just see what they say.
And cite ProPublica when you're doing it.
That's right. Tell them ProPublica sent you. Jesse Eisinger is Pulitzer Prize winner and a senior reporter for ProPublica, the author of The Chicken Shit Club, Why the Justice Department Fails to Prosecute Executives. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks so much for having me.